Namaste and welcome to Chats with Shemaine. I just want to chat to you guys about a discussion that was happening at a birthday party I was at a few months ago. So it was for a friend of the family. She's helping my sister and them out. So they hosted this party for her. And they are religious. So I don't follow a religion at all. I follow my own spiritual path. And one of the topics near the end of the party came up of, wasn't who created the earth, but it was kind of like, you know, God created the earth and, you know, in everyone's eyes, God is a man, so a man must have created earth, etc. And this one woman was like, yeah, you know, basically, she implied that woman had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with this creation. And that, I mean, everybody just stood there, you know, like a mouthful of teeth saying nothing. And I was like, what the heck? I was the only one who was like actually revved up about this because I don't see it like that. So I not attacked her. I tried to be as self-centered and diplomatic as possible, but obviously my emotions came up. I'm a very emotional person, so my emotions did shine through, and I was like, you know, kind of saying to her, like, how could you say that? You know, just like, look around you, women bear children all the time, you know, not just human people, not just Homo sapiens, but plant life, animal life, you know, insect life, all of it. It's the woman that help bear the children. Obviously, there are some species where the man carries it, whatever, but it's still a woman has to have a part in that. You know, so, you know, yeah, so we had this small debate about it, and obviously she didn't latch on to my thought and concept. You know, I kind of just... I stopped it after a while because I was just getting so frustrated with her blinkered view of how things are created. So I just want to chat to you guys about it and want to know what your thoughts are. I feel that not just man or not just woman are involved in this creation of the world. You might say God or Source. I say Great White Spirit. But the Great White Spirit to me is both masculine and feminine. I mean, we have that energy in all of us, masculine and feminine. And we're all part of, we all have a piece of the Great White Spirit in us. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the air we breathe. It's in the plants. It's in the animals. It's in the insects. It's in the soil. It's in everything. If the Great White Spirit is in everything, then that means everything has masculine and feminine. So surely both male and female helped in creating our planet, helped in creating any life form. In actual fact, you know, a woman cannot bear children without the sperm of a man. So it's like, you know, we don't just like magically conceive. That has never, ever happened and will never, ever happen. Why? Because you need both. Both need to come together in this creation. It just made me laugh inside. It made me angry and it made me sad that nobody at that party could open up their minds to that realization. Like I said, they all just stood there with a mouthful of teeth, saying nothing, as if they utterly and totally agreed with this opinion of this woman's husband, of what he said of only man creating. And when he said man, he meant men creating the earth. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted by how blinkered some people can be. You know, guys, it's time we need to open our minds, to, you know, like totally, utterly, and become conscious. Remove those blinkers off, you know, start questioning, start feeling. You know, you need to start feeling what is true and not to you, not just to woefully believe what is said to you, what you read in a book, what you read in social media, the newspapers, or anything. You know, you need to, I often, if I read something and it doesn't feel right within me, I don't believe it. Why? Because that instinct you have of whether something feels right or wrong is, you know, that's your truth radar, if you want to call it that, you know. So I'm not dissing religion, because some people do need it to get through this world. So I'm not dissing religion at all. It wasn't right for me. I know that. What I am dissing is that people just woefully believe everything that they are told through it and about it. You know, you need to start questioning. You need to start living consciously. Open up your eyes, your mind, your emotions. You know, just open up all aspects of yourself to truly feel what is true and what's not. Yeah, this world has, it's been a great learning experience. And I know there's still lots of journeys I need to go on, etc. And I know for a fact that this earth was created by both man and woman. It's manifested in both energies. Why? Because both energies are present. And it's just absolutely magnificent to know that. And to know that I am masculine and feminine. I am the Great White Spirit. You know? And so is everything else. We're all connected. And it's just absolutely fantastic to know that. I mean, I don't know if you know, I utterly believe that our bodies are a manifestation created through our auras. I don't believe that our aura comes from our body. I believe our body comes from our aura. So again, there's another manifestation. Everything in this earth is a manifestation of a collective consciousness. And yeah, that's my thoughts. What do you guys think about how Earth is created, and how it's created? Do you think just men created it, or do you think it is combined energy of masculine and feminine, so women and men? Do you believe that you are a source, or of source, should I say? You know, do you believe that you are a part of God, or a part of the Great White Spirit, that you have source within you? Or do you think you're utterly separate, like the religion teaches you? Let me know your thoughts, guys. Love to hear them. Love and light.